This is Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman and CC Bazaar. For more information, go to Overview Labs or mjhoffman.com.
Hi, everybody, and thank you so much for coming back and joining us for Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman. Jeff, thanks so much for being here.
Oh, yes, CC. Great to be back.
We have had such a great response to the first series of podcasts that we've done, and we decided to bring Jeff back in to talk a little bit more about sales. And this time, we want to talk about something really important, Jeff. We want to talk about elevator pitches, because when you get a prospect, either in person or on the phone or via email, you have a very short window to let them know what you do. So let's talk a little bit about elevator pitches. Is it a buzzword or is it something that's real?
It's definitely real. Unfortunately, it's been kind of rendered almost ineffectual by the label elevator pitch, but it's definitely real. The challenge with it, you said it well. I mean, we do need them. We need them in a very specific place, usually early in the sales process. But some of the problem we have is in that term elevator pitch, which can be very misleading. The notion of it, you know, is that you've got this elevator ride with one of your prospects, and you've got this captive audience for a select number of floors. So you've got a limited amount of time, which I think is probably true with an elevator pitch, and you have a captive audience, which is also true in a real elevator ride, but I think that's where a lot of people, you know, tend to write something that isn't very, you know, elevator pitch worthy. So that's probably the first thing we should probably talk about.
All right, so what do you think makes the cut when you're writing your elevator pitch?
Well, I think the first thing is you got to be clear on what's your goal for it. So many people, what they do is they take all the wonders and joys and terrific things and features and benefits and value propositions and all the things that makes their product or service unique, and then they try to boil it down in some perfectly crafted 15 or 20 second diatribe. Mm-hmm. And they kind of vomit all over a prospect or customer when they say, "What do you do?" thinking that the question was, "What do you do? Can you describe it to me?" And that's not really what it is about. I mean, if you could really describe your product or service in 30 seconds, then I would argue you don't need a sales call. So why ask for a sales call later? So the first goal shouldn't be to describe. I think the first goal of an elevator pitch is to inspire curiosity. So you want to be interesting, but you don't want to be complete in your description. You want to basically capture the prospect's attention long enough where they look at you and they ask a question. They say something like, "Well, how does that work?" or "What does that mean?" or "How would I use that?" or who else uses that?" or "Is that like this?" Any of those kind of responses are great. If you hear a response that says, "Oh, makes sense," that's probably a sign that it was a bad elevator pitch.
So can you give us an example? Because I do think you're right. I think that people tend to focus on the features when they're giving their elevator pitch. What does your product do? So can you give us a quick example, maybe something that you've used in your past?
Yeah, sure. I've used lots, you know, and it depends on what I'm doing. I'll give you one of my pitches just to give you a sense of how they're constructed. So I sell sales training and sales consulting, mostly to C-level executives in Fortune 500 space. One of the things I might say if a VP of sales picks up the phone, and I might say something like, "Hi, CC, I got you live on the very first dial, and when you hire me, I'll teach your sales reps how to do the same thing."
I bet they laugh.
They definitely laugh because it's funny. But it's also, it's got a lot of elements that I would argue you'd want to consider when you're building an elevator pitch. And the first, the most obvious is you got to consider your audience. Right. Now, I'm selling to C-level executives, generally sales executives. So being, you know, kind of more forthright, a little more bold is probably par for the course for that audience. If I was running an elevator pitch for IT managers, I might not be as brazen as that last one.
Totally. So would you argue that the first step then in developing your elevator pitch is asking yourself, who are you speaking to? And what is the question that you want to get them to ask?
That's really, really perfect. So many people write an elevator pitch with the goal, or I should say with the marching orders of, "Hey, write it so your aunt Edna would understand what you do." And I'm like, well, that's great if you're selling to Aunt Edna. My guess is you're not. So to make it pedestrian so anyone can understand it, you're not calling anyone.
That's the one you use when you're out and you meet someone at a bar, say. Not the one you're using when you're in the office.
Well, that's perfect, but that's not really an elevator pitch because, number one, you're not pitching. Number two, they're not captive. And number three, you probably don't have a finite amount of time. So you can say whatever you want when you meet someone at a bar and you tell them what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. But if you're using an elevator pitch that's so generic it could be used for anybody, it's probably a poor one.
I love it. So I think everyone has their marching orders right now. Go back, think about who it is you're speaking to, what question it is you want to ask, and how you are going to wrap a bow around your elevator pitch to inspire curiosity.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when you do that, you'll consider a lot of elements. You want to be a little bombastic. You want to be what I would say the use of hyperbole. Your audience is smart. They understand what hyperbole is. It's exaggeration to make a point. So I always think of elevator pitches when someone asks me, what do you do? I interpret the question differently. I pretend that the question is not what do you do, but the question is, why do you like selling what you do?
Huh.
That's a very different answer because there I get to be more personal and I get to give them my opinion, which is a huge part of an elevator pitch. What's your opinion of what you do and how do you stand out from competitors? This is probably your first chance to brag in front of a prospect, and I would take that chance.
I love it. I think that, you know, it's really funny. I worked with a VP of sales once who said when Gatorade is selling or pitching their product, they're not saying we're part water and food coloring, et cetera. They're selling a moment, and they do it in a really bold and hyperbolic way, which is, I think, exactly what salespeople want to do across the board.
That's right. I mean, the kind of walking steps I always say is make it personal, consider your audience, use hyperbole, sell to your strengths. So whatever you do that's different from your competitors, this is the place you want to share it. And limit your pitch to one thought. You know, don't give someone a laundry list of the six things you do well because no one's going to pay attention to that. Pick one, even if it's not the thing you think they're going to buy. Just pick one because the whole point of it is not to close. The whole point of the elevator pitch is for them to actually stop what they're doing and talk to you for a few more minutes. So pick one thing you really love about your product or service, brag about it, use hyperbole, make it personal, and focus on the listener and consider who that listener is, and you're on your way to writing something that's probably more interesting to listen to than your typical, you know, repetition of an SIC code.
All right. Well, it seems like everyone has the equation for how to write your elevator pitch. Jeff, can people tweet their elevator pitches to you and have you critique them a little bit?
Yeah, I'd love it if you would. I'd be happy to critique them. And also it gives you a place to see what other people are writing. It also forces you to keep it in the right number of characters because you don't have a lot of real estate on Twitter. So yeah, please do. And it's at MJHOFFMAN, at MJ Hoffman.
Excellent. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us. Everyone, good luck with your elevator pitches, and we'll catch you next time on Strictly Sales with Jeff Hoffman.